They're trying to George Floyd me. 31-year-old Keenan Anderson shouted those words as he was apprehended by Los Angeles police officers a week ago Tuesday. New police body cam footage shows officers kneeling on his neck and stunning him with a taser for 30 seconds straight. Anderson died 4.5 hours after the incident, according to the police. He was a cousin of the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, Patrice Cullors. And joining us now is Robert Garova, mental health reporter for member station KPCC in Los Angeles. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Scott.
The LAPD have released body cam footage from the incident January 3rd on Venice Boulevard in LA, and we're going to warn listeners this audio is going to be hard to listen to. Initially, Keenan Anderson on the video walks away from a car accident. The first officer approaches. Anderson speaks calmly, and then he tries to get away, and it gets chaotic, and soon several officers are standing over him. Let's listen.
You're trying to George Floyd me. You're trying to George
Stop
Floyd.
Stop it, I'm going to tase you. Okay, stop it, or I'm going to tase you. Stop it, or I'm going to tase you.
Stop resisting.
Please.
Stop resisting.
Please. Please. Please.
Robert, at this point, what is happening in the middle of the road?
Well, officers are allegedly, you know, trying to apprehend Anderson, after he was allegedly involved in a traffic collision. Within the space of about 30 seconds, he's tased 4 times by an LAPD officer. What's interesting about that video is in the totality of it, if you watch it, Anderson appears really distraught, before things get more violent towards him. He says at one point that someone is trying to kill him. As you heard there, he says, they're trying to George Floyd me, but what we know is that he was tased multiple times within the space of 30 seconds. Just hours later, he goes into cardiac arrest at a Santa Monica hospital and died. The LAPD has said that a preliminary toxicology report said that he may have had cocaine and cannabis in his system. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the video, there's obviously this very violent interaction that goes on. And, within the space of hours, Anderson is dead.
Do we know why the police officers chose to use the taser, the stun gun? Has the LAPD explained why?
No. What happened Wednesday was that the LAPD chief, Michael Moore, released 3 videos from a particularly deadly week, for very first 3 days of this year. He didn't go into any depth as to, why a taser was used in this situation, other than saying that, there's no restriction on the number of times per policy that officers can use a taser. So there was that, but this death happened in the same 3 days that we saw 2 LAPD fatal shootings. You have the LAPD and definitely Chief Moore releasing 3 very graphic, hard to watch videos, and with all of which mm-hmm. from incidents that happened within the space of 3 days.
Yeah. And Robert, I understand the city of Los Angeles has mental health teams designed to respond with police officers. Were they involved in this case with Anderson?
No, they weren't involved with Anderson. I confirmed that with LAPD yesterday. They said that actually they were never requested. They're called SMART teams. They're essentially a team made up of a mental health clinician from our local Department of Mental Health. And an armed officer from the LAPD, and there's the idea is that they go in and they have more training to de-escalate mental health situations. If you watch the Anderson tape, from a layman, it appears that he's having some sort of mental health issue. It's not clear why maybe an officer didn't call in that request, but we do know at this point that mm-hmm. Both in the Anderson case and the 2 fatal LAPD shootings, which were also from family members and from Police Chief Moore's admission, himself, mental health related. So, but in none of those cases were one of those special teams called.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, we will certainly await more from the investigation. That's Robert Garova, mental health reporter for KPCC in Los Angeles. Robert, thank you.
Thank you.